How intelligent failure can lead to success. Scientist Spencer Silver wanted to develop an adhesive strong enough for use in the manufacture of airplanes. Working in 3M's Central Research Laboratory near Minneapolis, Silver experimented one day back in 1968 with more than the recommended amount of a chemical reactant. He was astonished to discover that he'd created a thin, weak substance that could be removed from surfaces as easily as it stuck to them. The failed adhesive wouldn't be strong enough to glue a broken toy together, let alone to withstand the stresses of an aircraft in flight. Silver's laboratory failure was the opening chapter in a multi-billion dollar business success called Post-it Notes. A few years later, another research scientist at 3M, Arthur Fry, was walking around making some casual inquiries about what colleagues were working on, and he heard about Silver's odd glue. Fry made a point to attend a talk by Silver and heard him describe some more experiments that had failed to gain traction. But one Sunday morning a few years later, Fry was at choir practice, frustrated by the bookmarks falling out of his hymnal. And he remembered Silver's misfit adhesive. He found himself wishing for a bookmark that could stick to the pages of his hymnal and be removed easily. What about sticky notes and pads? At work the next day, Fry procured a sample and began to experiment. His colleagues were not sold on the idea, so he set up shop in his home basement and spent a few months building a machine to produce the sticky note pads. The failures of the story don't end here, but they culminate in the enduringly successful Post-it Notes. Indeed, organizational research connects uncertainty with a need for experimentation. The higher the uncertainty, the higher the failure rate. People are risk-averse, and they're tempted to stay away from new terrain where failure is likely. But that means turning away from discovery and progress. Taking on the risk of failing is part of a full and adventuresome life. So don't give up. Do team up. Talk to everyone you can think of about your failure. They may have ideas for what to do next.